A cruise line has to charter a jet, a shipyard milestone, and new entertainment coming soon here in Jacksonville. Cruise News Today starts now.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, April 12th. Following dozens of South American cruise passengers getting caught in Barcelona with fake visas, the government announced yesterday that they will be heading back home. The Bolivians arrived last week on an MSC cruise ship, the Armonia, from Brazil, but were held in Barcelona because their documents did not meet requirements to enter the Schengen area, which is a border-free zone in 29 European countries. The Spanish government in Barcelona stated that the deportees would be flown back to Santa Cruz, Bolivia, on a chartered jet hired by MSC Cruises, so they're on the hook for this. Four individuals from one family who have relatives in Spain will be allowed to enter the country. The others will be flying back home. The incident last week caused the ship to be held in Barcelona for 2 days, canceling its next cruise out of Rome. And speaking of MSC Cruises, their next world-class ship, the MSC World America, has been successfully floated out at Saint-Nazaire in France. The ship is now in the final construction phase before heading out for sea trials. Earlier this week, MSC announced that the ship will have a new top-deck attraction called the Cliffhanger that'll dangle you 150 feet above the ocean. The naming for MSC World America is set for April 9th of next year at MSC Cruise's new terminal in Port Miami. And Holland America Line is currently rolling out several new concert-style production shows, which will be added to their slate of onboard entertainment. Now, each follows the traditional jukebox musical format with a selection of songs woven into a very loose storyline. Among the new offerings are Class Act, which is being touted a Las Vegas Goes to See, and All That, which is styled after classic TV shows. These entertainment changes began rolling out in February and will be slowly introduced to ships in the coming months. And the photo of the week comes from Sylvia, Port Everglades at sunrise. Beautiful picture here as she sails in on Enchanted Princess. Thank you so much for sending this in, Sylvia. You can send yours in, doug@cruiseradio.net. All photos are subject to broadcast. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up slightly, 14.97. Royal Caribbean up 2.1%, 133.74. And Norwegian up 1.3%, 18.63. If you have a lead on a story, send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.